Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. The Victorian government has cancelled this year's official iftar dinner after over 100 Islamic groups signed an open letter saying they would be boycotting the event. There have been similar calls in New South Wales and accusations that the Minns government had demonstrated a lack of response to the distress of Muslim and Arab communities in the state. Premier Chris Minns has confirmed New South Wales is also cancelling their event. He has defended his government's position on the unfolding situation in Gaza.
I know that there's been criticism of the government. Just make the point that I've repeatedly spoken about the loss of life, particularly innocent civilian loss of life amongst the Palestinian community in the Middle East. I've said that over and over again, and I'm happy to repeat it here today.
A silent vigil will be held tonight in Sydney for a couple whose bodies were found by police earlier this week. The vigil has been organised with the permission of the couple's families. It will be held in Darlinghurst with friends and family, as well as community members, expected to attend to honour the lives of Jesse Baird and Luke Davies, who police allege were murdered on February 19. A group of regional Qantas pilots has vowed to extend their strike action, with a pay dispute still unresolved. More than 200 airline, Network Aviation and QantasLink pilots remain off the job today as part of the latest three-day stoppage. But industrial action will continue into next week, with reports the Australian Federation of Air Pilots Group would also strike next Monday and Wednesday. The union has accused Qantas of refusing to negotiate and removing previously agreed terms off the bargaining table as they try to reach an agreement. But the airline says it has not walked away. A group of interstate firefighters has started to return home after helping Victorian crews with a major blaze near Ballarat. Around 100 firefighters from New South Wales will head back today, while others will follow on Saturday. Victorian firefighters continue to keep a close eye on the blaze in Victoria's west, which has now been contained to ensure any flare-ups are addressed. Premier Jacinda Allen says it's been a massive effort by everyone concerned.
There has been hundreds and hundreds of firefighters out on the ground and in the air. And when you consider that that fire has burnt 22,000 hectares, it's got a 165-kilometre fire front, that speaks to the great work of people, as I said, on the ground and in the air for managing that fire.
Victorian Labor Senator Linda White has died. The exact cause of her death has not been made public. But the senator had announced in February she was taking leave to address health issues. Senator White was elected to the upper house at the 2022 federal election. Before entering politics, she worked for 10 years as a solicitor, while also serving as the Assistant National Secretary of the Australian Services Union from 1995 to 2020. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has paid tribute.
Linda was formidable. a beloved friend, a valued colleague, a dedicated parliamentarian, and through all her efforts in the wider Labor movement, a devout supporter of working Australians. Linda made a difference.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.